Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Have you heard about the Enliven Festival that is coming to Canoundra? This is absolutely huge. It really is. Some big, big names in music coming, as well as some fantastic local entertainment as well. And it's all to do also in conjunction with the Supergas Canoundra International Balloon Challenge. And joining me online from the committee, it is the Vice President, Adam Barrow. Good morning to you, Adam.
Morning, Neil. Morning, listeners.
Mate, this is quite a coup for the beautiful town of Canoundra. Two very big weekends. What is happening with the Enliven Festival, first of all?
Yeah, wow. What a win for the town, really. Like, it's a huge event coming up. Basically, we decided to try and really stretch the event this year and put in a second big weekend to complement the already, you know, fantastic event with Supergas Balloon Challenge. So this music event is going to be pretty massive. So it's a full-day music festival held in Canoundra, in town at the sports complex. We've got John Stevens headlining the event, obviously of Noiseworks and In Excess fame. Huge band, fantastic group. Eskimo Joe coming alongside them as well. Yeah. Everybody loves the Eskies. They're just absolutely amazing. And then we've got a few local acts in there as well, with Robbie Mortimer coming along and Clancy Pye, as well as a couple of up-and-comers as well from Queensland. So it's going to be an absolutely fantastic day. 1 p.m. kickoff through until about 10 o'clock at night. It's going to be huge.
Wow, that's pretty good. Now, the thing that really impressed me when I was having a look at this and I was having some initial discussions about getting myself involved in emceeing this event, which I'm thrilled to be able to confirm that I've been asked to do, and really looking forward to that. So thank you for that opportunity. But 9 hours of music, and how much are tickets? This is cheap.
$65, mate. It's really cheap. We really wanted to make this accessible to everybody. You know, when you look at what else is in the market, I think about the next cheapest full-day music festival is about $110 for the day. So, you know, this is real value, and, you know, it's just a great way to get people out to the Central West.
Yeah, absolutely right. So Clancy Pye, Robbie Mortimer, James Johnson coming from Queensland, Eskimo Joe. The thing that I love about the John Stevens thing, he's got his 7-piece band with him. He's doing music from Noiseworks, which everyone knows, and everyone knows the music from In Excess. Wow, what a great way to finish what's going to be a great day of music.
7-piece band on stage for him. It's absolutely fantastic. It's going to absolutely blow the roof off the town. It's going to be really great. We're super excited to be able to present it and bring it to the town.
Now, I can hear our listeners asking, when's it happening? Now, that's the second of April, right?
2nd of April. So the ballooning event runs from the 2nd of April through to the 10th of April this year. We kick off the event with the Enliven Festival, which is the 2nd of April, the first Saturday. That's right.
Yeah, okay. Now, let's go forward 7 days to the 9th of April, and that is, of course, the Balloon Glow.
Much-loved event, one of our all-time favourites. Last year, we had a huge crowd come out for that. I think we had 8,000 people come over to Canoundra for that event last year. We've got James Johnson heading that. James is on the card for the first Saturday as well, but James is one of the big up-and-coming music stars in Australia at the moment, and he's got his whole band down from Brisbane for this event. So we're really looking forward to put him on there. I think you're playing as well, Neil.
Yeah,
making a special guest appearance.
We'll be opening for James. That's what we'll be doing. Yeah, looking forward to that. The boys and I will be playing there on the second Saturday, which is, as we say, the 9th. And the Balloon Glow, of course.
Of course, mate. Yeah, which is always beautiful, always spectacular. 15 balloons all lit up at night, playing, you know, glowing along, blinking in the dark. It's a super family-friendly event. That's why we put this one on. Tickets for that are only $10 an adult and just $2 for kids. So it's a real bargain, and it's another great event just to get the kids out for and, you know, really blow their minds.
Yeah, if you've been to the Balloon Glow, I'm sure you'll be back. If you haven't been and you've been going umming and ahhing and thinking, oh, we should go to that one year, make this year the year that you go. Because Canoundra is going to go off for this 10-day period or thereabouts.
Absolutely. And we've got a few more events coming up to announce yet that we're still working on that'll be midweek as well. So obviously not quite to the same scale as the Enliven Festival, but more stuff for people to do in town across the week, and just to really give people some great opportunity to experience Canoundra, which we're biased. We think it's the best town in the Central West.
Yeah,
so really just to get people into the area and experience what it has to offer.
Clancy Pye, the Robbie Mortimer Band, James Johnson, Eskimo Joe, John Stevens. It is the Enliven Festival. How do you get tickets?
You just jump onto the interwebs and go to enlivenfestival.com.au is the best option. We've also got a Facebook page for Enliven Canoundra as well. So you can get to either of those, and that'll give you the ticketing options from there. Tickets are on sale now as of last Friday. So get in early. This will fill up very, very quickly, mate.
Yeah, I think you're right there. Enliven, it's spelled E-N-L-I-V-E-N, festival.com.au. I'm with the Vice President of the committee. It is Adam Barrow. Adam, thank you very much for your time, and I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Neil. Sounds great. Look forward to seeing you there.